When you're talking with your friends who are there to love on you and are there to basically be your cheerleader, it's very easy to get into an echo chamber of your own thoughts and your own very limiting beliefs. And you might not know that they're limiting, obviously, because if you knew, you wouldn't have them.
Welcome to Sincerely Future You, a podcast that helps ambitious women like you make decisions today with the future you in mind. Welcome to another episode of Sincerely Future You. This is your host, Jess McKinley-Wayno, and today, episode 207, we are going to be chatting with a girlfriend of mine, also a very successful high-level coach, Priyanka Venugopal. Priyanka is an OBGYN physician turned weight loss coach. And for those of you who know doctors, you're like, whoa, I am extra impressed with anyone who goes from one of the most traditionally successful, societally praised industries into something that seems to feel a little bit more unsafe and vague and risky, and that is the coaching industry. And so you know she's going to have a lot of exciting and really captivating things to tell you guys, which she does. This conversation was so fun because Priyanka works with high-achieving professional moms who want to lose weight without a calculator and create more sustainable ease at work and at home. And over 10 years, she's talked with thousands of high-achieving professional women. I know that you guys, my audience, you might define yourself as a high achiever. And so she's going to be saying words that will trigger you and get you thinking in a new way. She's also a coffee lover, a mama to two kiddos, and the host of the Unstoppable Mom Brain podcast. There, she shares tangible skills and real lived experiences of how that high achiever like you can overcome their obstacles to create more of the life that they want in a body that they feel comfortable in. But I really wanted to have Priyanka on the show today so that we could just jam out on the weekend that we just both had in Malibu, California. It was such a high level, incredible experience, and it also brought up a lot of surprising growth things for the both of us. So I wanted someone else to come here to explain to you, because sometimes I can just talk about this until I am blue in the face about how valuable these high-level group containers are, these group experiences. And unless you have experienced them yourselves, some of you still don't believe me. So I just had this incredible conversation with Priyanka, and I cannot wait for you to pull the value right out of it. Let's dive in. All right, you guys, I am still on a high from this past weekend. If you follow over on Instagram, you probably saw that I was in Malibu, California with a bunch of really sexy You're probably like, who are those sexy? I'd be curious too. And so since I am now at our very first snow day in my son's 2 years of being in the school system, he had never had a snow day and he's thrilled. There's snow on the ground. You know, we made a snowman today, and I'm still mentally partially in California in a hot tub having really deep philosophical conversations with some coaches. So I went on a retreat with a bunch of coaches, and we all have different niches and we all do different things in the industry, but essentially we help people up level and get different results through their thinking. And when you put a bunch of women in a room like that, what happens is that it gets real deep and real intimate really quickly. So this week I was just, you know, having immediate nostalgia and a mini depression from being away from all of them. And I said, we need to hop on a call. Who can hop on a call and let's chat it out and let's talk about what people think are the benefits of getting in these high level retreats or group coaching situations, in-person events, and what the actual benefits are. So today I have with me Priyanka. Priyanka, why don't you just say hi to everyone and tell us, what did you want to get when you first decided to sign up for this retreat that we were in California.
I love it, Jess. First of all, thank you guys. I'm just so glad to be here. And Jess, thank you for having me. I was just telling Jess offline, I love having conversations on this specific topic on what the value of having being a group setting with like-minded women and the impact of that on someone's personal journey can be. So I can just hop on a call on this topic literally anytime. Mm-hmm. But just to introduce myself, I am Dr. Priyanka Venugopal. I'm a board-certified OBGYN, and I'm now a life and weight loss coach for professional working moms. And I think the part that drew me to this specific retreat, because if you know me at all, I always identify as an introvert, actually like a social introvert, someone that doesn't naturally put myself in rooms like this. Like, Jess, I feel like, you know, in a way, I would never categorize you as an introvert. I think of you as so social. You just connect so easily with people. But my story has always been that I'm a shy person. I felt like I didn't have that many friends growing up. Mm-hmm. So there was initially, before I discovered group coaching and retreats as an option, I felt a little shy to put myself in these rooms. And I have to say that I am so grateful to myself to have overcome that hurdle for myself to have experienced a retreat like this. So I just wanted to share that, because if you think, oh, you need to be social, you need to be an extrovert, you need to just know how to make friends easily, I am a great example that that's just never been my journey. I'm someone that's generally quite quiet.
I love that.
And at the same time, it's like, yeah, it's so impactful.
I'm so glad that you share that. Thank you. It's something that I don't think about enough, because the truth is, I'm more than an extrovert. Like, if I go too long without someone physically touching me, like, I am refueled by bumping elbows with strangers in Starbucks lines. Like, I love the humans. I love being surrounded by the humans. I get my energy that way. And I know that a lot of my clients aren't that. And there's no wrong way to up level. However, I think you're so right. Some people will come to me wanting coaching, and they'll be deciding between the Masterful CEO School or one-on-one. And they have a lot of thoughts, if they've never been in a high-level group experience, about how one-on-one is more valuable, and about how if they're going to invest, they really probably wouldn't feel comfortable getting deep, getting intimate in those types of a room. So you pushed yourself and you got there. Yeah. And what was your actual experience?
I think that for me, I came in just wanting to practice the muscle of doing events like this. And now, you know, you and I have known each other for a few years. And so we've been in group coaching containers together quite a few times. And I think that I've just learned, okay, I'm going to be okay. Turns out I survived these group coaching experiences, and I come out the other end so much more. I feel like my brain got more valuable in a three-day period. Ooh. So in an event like this, for this retreat, I came in just wanting to see my friends again and wanting to see people that I have been now become friends with, other coaches. But what happened at a retreat like this, this happens to me in every coaching experience, I have conversations that were unexpected. I had conversations that I didn't plan for. I'm a big planner. You know, I have this idea in my mind, especially as an entrepreneur now, that I need to have this strategy on paper, this plan on paper. But it's those unexpected, unplanned conversations and moments that have made me grow my quality of thinking and my problem solving. And I think that that's what happened in a retreat like this. I think this happens whenever we get together, where you have these little side conversations on obstacles that you're actually experiencing, and you get the value of somebody else's very brilliant brain, someone that's like-minded, that has growth goals like you on your problem. Yes. And so I literally left this retreat thinking, I left with 10 more ideas that weren't even on my radar for 2024, that weren't even on my radar. I'm like, that's so interesting. I would never have considered that if that person hadn't said something, you know, offhanded comments that are happening in the room. And because everyone is like-minded and has growth goals, the conversation is just at a different level. Yes. And it doesn't happen when you're just with your friends. It happens when you're with like-minded people with similar
goals. Let's talk about that for a second, because this is no shade to our non-entrepreneur friends. This is just about carving out that space in your life where you are intentionally, mentally present for a growth conversation. And I totally agree with you. We had a lot of structured time at this retreat, and almost all of us said that while we love the structured time, our most valuable moments are the unstructured time. And I think that that's really confusing when you are signing up and you're paying for something. Our brain has been taught to say, like, okay, I want to know all of what is being offered. Like, I want the bullet points. I want the features. And people will ask me that about Masterful CEO School. And of course, like, I'm not going to keep, it's not like some mystery what I teach in my rooms. There's modules, there's, you know, a scheduling course, there's all these things that I teach. But more often than not, when people come in, the things that help them grow their money or their time is like one thing that one person said that stuck with them and changed fundamentally the way they are approaching their business, their life, themselves. Mm-hmm. And so I couldn't agree more. So with your friends, if you're someone who's like, no, like I chat it out, I talk about business with my friends and they're like, go girl, and they support you. We're not really talking about support. We're talking about access to other people's thoughts when they're not even talking about your business directly, when they're just talking about the way they're approaching it.
This is the difference. The way that I think about friendships and coaching peers who also become friends, right? Because we're friends, but we're also coaching peers, and we come into this container with the lens of like, I'm here to get coached. So it's a very different conversation. Right. When you're talking with your friends who are there to love on you and are there to basically be your cheerleader, it's very easy to get into an echo chamber of your own thoughts and your own very limiting beliefs. And you might not know that they're limiting, obviously, because if you knew, you wouldn't have them. It's these blind spots that, you know, we start telling ourselves, and because our friends love us so much and they're not coaching us, they it's a confirmation bias and it creates an echo chamber where you keep a lot of your status quo. Whereas what's happening in, I think, a retreat or especially in a group coaching container, what ends up happening, and I share this with my clients all the time, sometimes one coaching conversation, not even a whole coaching call, one coaching thread, if you are open to it, one coaching conversation can change just one thought, one belief, which will 1% change your whole perspective, which will put you on a totally different path in your life, which means one coaching conversation can be the investment. The investment that you pay can happen with one coaching call, one conversation. And I think that, you know, and I want to be honest, I think that you're not going to make, if you're brand new to a group coaching experience or a retreat, listen, I was there, the person's like shy and I'm not going to talk very much. It might not feel like that's very available to you on your very first try, but I think when you come in knowing, okay, this is the structure of the program, these are the calls, these are the features, these are the nuts, bolts, bells and whistles, and also just having this openness in your heart to, I'm willing to play, I'm willing to experiment, I'm willing to be shy, I'm willing to like feel a little silly and feel awkward. That was my big thing. I'm okay with feeling a little bit awkward because I really want to learn this skill. And I think just the willingness is what opens you up to those little 1% changes that truly, it's just investment. I mean,
yeah. 10x. And on this show, we talk a lot about how if you want a big life, if you want a big business, you can't just open the door to the positive experiences and the positive emotions. In order to access those positive emotions and positive experiences, you need to open the door fully to, I call it the 50-50. Mm-hmm. Some people have an allergic reaction to that math, but essentially the dynamic human experience, which is, if you want to feel proud, you need to be willing to feel embarrassed. If you want to feel excited, you need to also be willing to feel awkward or disappointment or discomfort or whatever it is. And definitely group coaching or a group live experience or a retreat, they all come with pretty instant opportunities for you to feel terrible in your own brain. Not even just like terrible in response. It's just like, this is triggering to me. I can feel an up level coming. And do we even want to talk about, I would love to know your experience because we all went through it, but then I didn't get to download the experience with anyone afterwards. Your experience of us doing the one word game.
Oh yeah, I was really scared. I was really scared. And I have to say, out of everyone in the circle,
let's explain the game.
Oh,
let's
explain the game. You explain the game.
Because people are going to be like, what? Yeah. A word game? Like, okay. So late night, couple of glasses of alcohol deep, me and three of the other women were just like playing this game. You know, I love games. The listeners, longtime listeners on this show, I'm always trying to make everything a game, time management a game, money management a game. And I was like, ooh, if let's do a branding game. If you could describe each person in this circle, the four of us, our brand or our essence in one word, what would that one word be? And so the next day when we woke up after we had had this transformative side conversation, as we were talking about, it wasn't planned. It was just like us having late night combos. We were like, that was crazy. And so opening was the experience for me. And so I was like, everyone needs to do this. Let's do this around a circle. And we kept doing it the next morning. And then more people would join the circle and more. And soon enough, I think almost every single person in the retreat had come by and was participating in this game of all of us going around and saying, so if we said Priyanka, we would say, okay, everyone give a thumbs up when they have their word for Priyanka. And then we would go around the circle and each just say our word for that person.
I was so scared. Like my heart was racing. And I think it kind of goes back to what I was sharing, like my young adulthood, my childhood, feeling like I didn't have friends, feeling like I never really belonged. And I had a lot of thoughts on like how people perceive me. And I wonder what they think of me, and maybe they don't like me. I used to have lots of these thoughts, and it's no surprise. I mean, still to this day, I'm like, I wonder if that person likes me. Like, I have a lot of that. And so I think that I just came in feeling like, oh, like I had this like, oh, am I doing this? And it just kind of goes back to like, I'm willing to be here with these people that I trust. If I didn't feel that, then I wouldn't have even come to this experience. Mm-hmm. And so being willing to say, you know what, this is really, really, really uncomfortable, and I can feel my heart racing, and also I trust these people. If I really like feel a huge emotion afterwards, like I'm going to have my own back, and I am going to treat myself with so much love and care afterwards. And also just like being willing to be there, it was hard to like sit in anticipation, like what each person, they're like looking eye contact, like right
it's
in
like
there.
So look at you. It's grasping. So, I don't know. It felt like each person when they were about to say my word had my heart in their hands.
Yeah. And some people came in that didn't know anyone.
That's what
room,
I was going to say.
Which is interesting. They didn't know
anyone. You were talking about the trust that you felt, right, for knowing my face and knowing Paige and knowing Laura and right. And a handful of us knew each other beforehand. But I would say there were about, for me, I did know a large amount of the people in the room, but maybe 30% of the people I didn't know either at all, or I just knew who they were. They definitely didn't know me to my core. So that experience, right? Like you don't have to know anyone in order to have a deep, intimate connection. Yes, you're going to have to probably open yourself up to more heightened anxiety or worry or doubt or discomfort. If it's your first time, if it's your first time and you're listening to this episode and you're like, I've always wanted to do one of those things, or I've always wanted to join the Masterful CEO school, but I have this sense of like non-belonging. I'm not sure that I would be able to get myself to get those results. How do you know?
This is actually, okay. So this is so on point. So there's this thing called arrival fallacy, which is this belief that when you arrive somewhere, that's when you're going to feel confident or sure or certainty, or like pick your flavor of powerful emotion that you want to feel before you make a decision. For me, it's confidence. Like even in this like game of the circle game that we played, like I had this, I used to think, oh, I need to feel confident to play a game like this or to join a group like this. And that was a lie that I told myself, because there's no way when you've never done something before, or if you're doing something for the first time, or you're setting yourself up to be in a room where you're going to feel uncomfortable, you're not going to feel confident.
Yep.
Rather than that, and this is right, the arrival fallacy. So you're going to arrive there and turns out you're not going to feel confident. And then you're going to, you know, like you're going to hit goal after goal. You're still not going to feel confident. And so the kind of pivot that I have made for myself that has helped me to play a game like this or to join a group coaching container is to choose courage. Because I think the mistake is we think we need to feel good to make a decision, like joining a mastermind or joining a group. But in fact, we don't need to feel good. Courage sounds good on paper, but it feels kind of crazily like terrible sometimes, if like the difference between courage and confidence. Yet in my experience now, courage is what has moved the needle for weight loss, for business, for really every corner of my life that I have up leveled. It's been a feeling of courage. It's actually not been confident. So it's interesting because especially high achievers, at least in my experience, this has been my journey, what I see with my clients, high achievers have a little bit of this addiction. They want to feel confident before they make decisions. Yes. And I'm like, oh, no. You're just telling yourself a very convenient lie to keep your status quo.
Yes. Oh, that's so good.
Courage is what we want.
And you know, I geek out over emotions. I loved like the nuances of, yes, the average person might think of courage and confidence both as positive emotions, but in terms of vibration in our bodies, courage feels pretty uncomfortable and confidence feels great, right? Like one, and so you're so right. I'm about to have some challenges coming up. If you guys are not on the email list, you're going to get on the email list because I'm about to set out a challenge based on my goal, my overarching goal and word for the year. I want to be the boldest version of myself that I've been yet. And so after I set that intention, I was like, yeah, but you know me, I need some sort of math to quantify it. Like, how am I going to quantify boldness? And so I'm going to have a double dog dare challenge so that every day we can hold each other accountable to experiencing that vibration of courage, of boldness, of, oh shit, like in our bodies every day so that we, like you said, move the needle forward. Because if you're just trying to cultivate that confidence, that can take, I mean, sometimes confidence doesn't come until after you've done the thing.
It won't until you have results in hand. Okay, and also speaking of the math, because I think, again, the high achiever maybe loves to know, there is actual science and data that talks about the impact of coaching. There are retrospective clinical trials, four, that have talked about.
I love a doctor. This is so sexy right now.
Listen, if you want to nerd out on science, I love nerding out on science-based strategies. So this is just something for I think, humans to hear that putting yourself into a coaching space, and there's a place for one-on-one coaching, but just the massive impact of group coaching is monumental. But putting yourself in coaching where you just change one variable, you look at two different groups of people where one variable's changed, so one group receives coaching, it's a specific tool. There have been studies, there's four now, retrospective, which is the gold standard for collecting data, statistically significant, that showed an up level of like life lived experience. And even just recognizing what you're experiencing, like we have these negative biases, right? Humans are running around. This is normal. If this is you, you're not alone. You have these negative biases. Just having someone, AKA your coach, point out to you what you're experiencing, showing you your blind spots, where you start naming what you're feeling, we have fMRI data that shows a decrease in distress in your brain. It's amazing. And actually, like, this is not just one of those things that sounds good, like stories. Oh, look at people's stories and their experiences. There's actual data that talks about the impact. And I mean, that's what I mean. I can just keep, like, keep going on and on all the things. I love it so much.
That's really important to me. Everything in my business is about splitting the difference and spending equal time focused on the feelings and the math and the story and the thought and the mindset and the strategy and the data, like you said. And so it's just something that I'm so glad that you brought this up. It really blends the value of something like this that may feel intangible and may feel hard to quantify. Mm-hmm. And I think oftentimes, right, especially if, you know, sometimes I'll introduce myself as a business coach. Sometimes I'll introduce myself as a life coach. And sometimes I just really enjoy the reaction to life coach because it feels so intangible. Mm-hmm. Anyone who has never experienced working with a coach of any kind is kind of like, is that made up? How will this be valuable to me? And I think that then getting even more nuance of saying, okay, well, group coaching, maybe it could be valuable to me if we can custom tailor everything that I plan to get out of coaching into
This is the person that is addicted to certainty. Mm-hmm. Listen, my friends, if you're a little addicted to certainty, it's going to keep you like living in your current orbit. It's going to be really hard to level out. And I say this because I mean, ask me how I know.
Yeah.
I may or may not have done this myself. So I share everything I'm sharing with you is like truly, that's been my journey. I've like held back. I'm like, you know, if you see me on video, I'm like, ooh. And you think like the more I learn, you become a passive consumer rather than an active magic maker in your life, because you're like so used to believing that if I just learned more, maybe I can do this on my own, especially my high achievers. Like, I can do this on my own. I should be able to figure this out on my own. There's a lot of that. What we end up doing is we just keep recreating our results, or maybe we have small up levels, but because we're not seeing those blind spots, we're not able to have leaps forward, which is what I think we want for our clients, leaps
that
forward.
That is actually another thing that I found pretty unanimous across the board with the, what was it, 26 of us that were there, six-figure earners, seven-figure earners, eight-figure earners in this room, all talking about how one thing that was true for us even before we had any financial success in our industry was that we were not interested in growing our business alone. As the trajectory of a business owner is you start out as a solopreneur. It's almost no way for you not to, right? Because an idea has to start somewhere in your head. And of course, maybe you bring on team members pretty quickly for some business models. But essentially, you're starting, you're on your own. And I watched too many people slow themselves down by trying to YouTube their way to success, or even just feeling like it won't count if I ask for help. Like, I need to be the one to create all of my results. Yeah. And it's this general resistance to investing or into.
I want to ask those people, because listen, if that has been a belief you've held, it's probably something that started really young. You were just, and it might have been a super skill for you. So thinking you have to do it on your own was probably a super skill in a different area of your life, or maybe in a previous profession that you were in, and it created a lot of results for you. Yes. But what I have learned, and this has been my biggest identity shift from being a physician to an entrepreneur, is that it's very lonely.
Yeah.
You know, before entrepreneurship, I never thought of business was never something, nobody in my family is an entrepreneur. I had no idea what it was even going to be about. I was a physician and I was surrounded. I had a lot of physician friends and, you know, people that just followed, like, you know, step one, step two, step three, you get to a result, like the very linear thinking, which created a lot of success for me. But moving to becoming an entrepreneur, it was like I entered a playground that had no rules. And that was scary. And also I felt really alone because I didn't, you know, am I okay? Does this make sense? I didn't have a community. I didn't have support that made me feel like I could navigate this journey on my own. And I think that's kind of where my willingness came from. Like, how do I want to navigate this? Do I want to stay shy? And do I want to stay quiet? And do I want to keep this? Or am I willing to feel that courage to like learn this new identity, to step into this role of entrepreneurship, which turns out is networking and connections and conversation. Because if I cannot talk in a group, there's no way I can sell my offer. Listen, if you want to be able to sell your offer to your clients, you have to be able to talk about your offer to your peers.
Yes.
And you have to be able to talk about it in a group and get feedback on it. Because the objections your clients are going to have, your peers are going to be like, "What, Priyanka, what about this?" And I need to be able to, without embarrassment or shyness or awkwardness, answer the question.
Get that feedback
because
loop.
Get it and make your whole entire experience so much more leveled up because you're having better quality
Absolutely.
Questions.
And either way, you're going to end up paying for this data. Some people pay directly by incentivizing people. Okay, if you fill out this evaluation form on what your experience was, then you will I'll give a gift card of $100 or something like that. Whereas also, if you don't get that feedback, you're paying for it in a return on investment that you're not getting. So like, what are you missing out on by not getting this feedback loop sooner is clients. You just are. And the other thing I will just say, and I want to hear from you on in your experience of 2023, because one thing that came up across the board for a lot of us was that 2020 was a major growth year in business for so many of us. 2021, huge growth year, and 2022 kind of like maybe a maintenance year, maybe a growth year. I don't know. But there's something that happened in the market in general for a lot of entrepreneurs. And I don't just work with coaches. I work with all sorts of entrepreneurs, where there was a different buying behavior amongst consumers. And I really can't imagine having gone through 2023, seeing all of the differences and not having a network to bounce off of to be like, how are you pivoting? What are you doing differently here? Mm-hmm. Are you experiencing this? And what do we want to do differently versus the same? It's like, yes, some people will say, okay, well, cool, I do want to invest in some of these experiences, whether it's coaching or a live retreat or something, but I really want to make sure that I'm putting my revenue growth first. And then when I have the extra on the back end, then I'll invest in these rooms. And what ends up happening is I would never have been at the level financially that I've created without these support systems. And I absolutely can tell you that I would have considered, there's something wrong with me, there's something wrong with my offer, had I not had you guys in my ear.
Yeah, the negative bias, right? Like, you would have just gone to that. I think the way that I think about this, especially for business, is when you go on somebody's Instagram or if you're on their email list, you will not see a change. It looks flashy and amazing. Mm-hmm. And they you know, if you scroll on social media, like, you see a certain visual aesthetic, or you get a certain, you read their copy. You don't know what's happening behind the scenes for them to create the results they're having. You don't even know the results that they're creating. Right. So what ends up happening when you're in a group like this is you get to hear the back end. You get to hear the inside scoop, like, what's actually happening behind that, like, smile that you have on Instagram, right? Like, I think about this even, like, so for weight loss, for example, you might see somebody losing a lot of weight, for example, and you're like, oh my gosh, it's so easy for her. Effortless. You just, you know, look at that skinny person just walking around. When in fact, unless you're in a container where you're in their house and you're in their home with them, you don't understand the back end piece of what that person is doing, thinking, feeling, how they're pivoting, how they're navigating challenges and obstacles to create those results. And I think that that's the difference. It's really easy to stay on the surface, superficial level when you see the visual on the outside. But unless you're in the room looking at the challenges, how they're pivoting, how they're overcoming it, what are they telling themselves when they hit an obstacle? And then using that as was, this is why it's like you're getting to learn from the wisdom of so many brains, so many obstacles. I can't tell you how many times I'll have a client message me and say, I would never have thought to get coaching on that topic.
Yes.
But change the time and the place. And that was something I just needed to hear. And I would never have even known to get coaching on that, right? So that's like even for a retreat like this, I wouldn't have never known to, like, our car ride.
I was just thinking of that.
That was the best. That was my favorite part of, like, the trip, that car ride. And it's like, I would never have known to have some of these conversations had I not been in that.
Yeah. It's so great. And I think that sometimes we take for granted, like, this particular retreat and how I think about Masterful CEO School and what I've created that container to be. What I will say for everyone to think about before they do enter a room like this is, and I would hope that the person that runs any sort of container sets the tone for what the space is for and how to process it. And I have really hard, like, boundaries for this when I say, like, if you're coming into group coaching, here are your brain's tendencies. And we just normalize right off the bat all the things that we were talking about, how you're gonna wanna compare yourself, you're going to want to do this. Not to say avoid those situations. In fact, this is how you overcome those types of thinking patterns, is to put yourself in those situations and relearn how to do it. And the one thing that I have reminded myself of this last week, and the difference between, I would say this is probably my, like, seventh time paying for a group coaching or, like, high level group experience. And this time around, I would say, is the first time. And this is why I say, like, I'm just committed to not doing this alone ever and just always putting myself in these rooms. Finally, after seven times, I have really flexed the muscle and honed this skill of going inward, checking in with myself first and saying, I love the reasons why you're creating your business model. I love the reasons why you're doing things that that you're doing, why you've set your pricing the way that your pricing is. And now, knowing that I believe in myself as a leader, now you can go, you can ask people questions, you can ask people opinions, because up until then, in the beginning, I went to these group coaching spaces and then it would bring up so much and it took me longer to get back to that central spot. I've matured as a CEO, and I think that you can't get to that place though until you go through the experience multiple
You have to
times.
Put the reps in. You have to put the reps in. It's like you know, I think it's one of those things where you think, if I just go to the gym and I do some bicep curls and you look down, you don't see the biceps right off the bat. It's like, what the hell? I went to the gym, right? I used to do this. This is a real story. I used to go to the gym and I'm like, why is the scale not down 4 pounds the next day? Yeah. You know, and I think this is just, we're in such a rush to create CEO energy. Mm. We're in such a rush to feel confident as entrepreneurs. Mm. Again, it's that addiction to confidence. That then we stop putting in the reps, like, oh, see, it's not going to work. And what you're sharing is like, no, when you put the reps in and you lean in and you keep coming in with that intention, all of a sudden you'll look down and you will see biceps, right? Like, you'll have that, you will have developed that muscle, but you have to put the reps in it. I don't think it ever happens overnight, which is unfortunate. It's a bitter pill to swallow, but it's amazing to do.
Some things do happen overnight. And one of those things is real intimate deep relationships, and I'm just so grateful for you, and thank you for hopping on and sharing your wisdom with my audience. And I just know you say things in a totally different way than I say things. We say the same things, we have the same values, we teach the same things, but we say it just with our own unique flavor. So I know that people listening to this episode are going to hear you say it and be like, huh, like, whoa, like, if maybe the way that I've been saying it hasn't quite like bashed them over the head yet, and you just have your way, you're like, and then you just,
that's the whole point, right? Like, even in this room, there were coaches, like multiple business coaches, lots of body coaches, like, just, but everyone has a unique angle, everyone has a unique perspective on what they do, which is why some people gravitate towards, like, you know, you gravitate towards different coaches for a certain reason. And it's important to honor that, because I don't know, I think it's so important to have, the more perspectives you have, the more fun you get to experience.
So good. So much fun was had, and this was really fun. Yeah. Thank you so much. Where can people find you if they want to listen to more of you?
So I am the founder of The Unstoppable Mom Brain. That is where I am everywhere on the internet. That's my podcast, my website. I'm The Unstoppable Mom Brain on Instagram. So if you enjoyed this podcast episode, tag us, tell us, like, what did you take away from this conversation? I'd love to hear from you. And yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, so good. Everyone listen to Priyanka's podcast. And yeah, I can't wait to hear feedback from this episode, because I just feel like we said it the same thing over and over again across 30 minutes, 100 different ways. And if you still didn't get it, maybe you're just never going
to
get it.
Listen to it again. Listen to the episode again. Yep,
on repeat. So thank you so much. And can't wait to see you in person next.
Absolutely.
Bye guys.